Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, and we're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle. We started yesterday Simin Tof Kuf Gimel, and we'll actually remind ourselves. We'll start reading again from Sif Aleph at the very bottom of Kuf Tez Zayin Omer Beis. And we yesterday said that it's also left also Lavasho. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to go bake. You're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov when you're doing it Litzorach Mocher for another day, whether that other day is Shabbos, whether that other day is Yontif, or certainly if that other day is Chol. And we said it's even true, even if the second day is Yontif Shel Rosh Hashanah, so that day is a Yom HaRichta, a single 48-hour day, according to some opinions. It's Kedusha Achas. Nevertheless, you can't cook on the first day for the second day and prepare on the first day for the second day. So we had done some of these Mishneh Berurahs and Deir Shur footnotes inside yesterday, and we had gotten up to the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Beis. So we said, Afilu Shabbos. You're not allowed to go prepare on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. When you're cooking on Friday, you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos. The Ein Yontif Mechel Shabbos, because the rule is that Yontif doesn't prepare for Shabbos. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, Ula Kafel Talis B'Yontif, to go fold your talis up on Yontif on Friday. When you're doing it, the next time you're going to wear it is on Shabbos. So we've already learned in Simin Shin Beis that according to the El Yerabah, it's also, you're not allowed to do this unless you made an Erev Tavshilin. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, so then you're allowed to do this. And according to the opinion of Akiva Eger, it's permissible even without an Erev Tavshilin, Mishum Shekdusha Shabbos Chamur Yosem Yekdusha's Yontif, and therefore Mutal Hachem Yontif L'Shabbos B'Dover She'en Melacha El Atircha B'Yama. Since you're not really doing a Melacha, you're just doing a little extra work, so Rabbi Akiva Eger says you're allowed to do this even without an Erev Tavshilin. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says that we learn out that Yontif is not Mechin the Shabbos, according to this opinion. Kidiyolav Bigmara Mikra, it's based upon Psukim. V'kol Shekein, the Miyom Tov L'chol Osa. And certainly, if you can't prepare from Friday Yontif to Shabbos, you certainly can't prepare from, let's say, a Tuesday Yontif to Wednesday Chol. And this will also be learned, Ayin and Simon, Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. Likewise, you can't prepare for the first day of Yontif to the second day of Yontif in Golos. Sivkot and Gimel, Rotz Lomer, Yontif Sheni Shugolios. We're talking here about whether the second day is Yontif Sheni Shugolios. The Sofik Cholu, because we really know that it's not Yontif, it's Sveika Dioma, and we know that we only do this Minag Avasena B'Yadenu, we're only doing this because that's what our forefathers did, but we know it's really not Yontif. We look in a calendar. Therefore, if you'd be preparing on the first day of Yontif, you're really preparing for Chol, even though we hold it Yontif because of Minag Avasena B'Yadenu. Sivkot and Dalid, and this is true even for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Lahachmir Amina Kedusha Achasein, below Lahokel, because in regards to certain acts Lachumra, we say it's one Kedusha, and we don't say it's two separate Kedushos, but in regards to Hakel, to be Makel, and say that's one Kedusha, and if we can prepare for the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we don't allow that as well. Now we continue with the Mechaber. Avo Mimalo Isha Kedera Basra, a woman is allowed to fill up a pot of meat. Even though, let's say a person's eating by themselves, make it nice and simple. They need one piece of meat for themselves. But they put in 2 pieces of meat, so they'll have another piece for the second day of Yontif. So that's allowed. This is called ribui shiurim, marbir shiurim. You're allowed to add on additional. We'll see the parameters of this in a moment. But you're not restricted to only cook exactly what you think you're going to need on the first day of Yontif. You can cook more, and the extra can be eaten on Chol even, certainly on the second day of Yontif or on Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah explains as if gone, hey, you're allowed to add additional meat even if the pot's already on the fire. Muteris losiv basar, you can add another piece of meat. Why? Because you're going to make the taste better. The more meat you add, the taste actually becomes better. And therefore, you're allowed to do this because this ribui shiurim, this being marbe shiurim over here, is to improve the taste of each piece of meat. And this is true, the Mishneh Berurah says, Afilu hu b'kedera ktana, even if it's in a small pot. You'd be allowed to go take it from a small pot and put it into a big pot, mutalitno b'kedera gedola, ulahosif alav kedeshiya shomin b'yoser. So let's say you put in 2 pieces of meat into the small pot. Now you want to put in another 2 pieces of meat. So you can't fit it into the small pot. You can pour it all into a big pot and add the 2 new pieces of meat into the big pot. That's still called mar b'shiurim. Now, the Mishneh Berurah qualifies this, and he says, who calls it shaykh davka, this only applies to meat or fish that you're cooking, because adding another piece of meat or fish will make the taste better for the existing pieces that are already there. But with most other types of cooked dishes, you're not allowed to add on Bishul Laila, for the night, so you'll have extra food that night after Yontif, first day is over. Kishomedis Kvarak Deril Eish, if the pot is already on the fire. Before you put the pot on the fire, you can add. But once the pot's already on the fire, you can't add, because the Eino Mosif Shevach Ayidzeya Betavshil, because these extra things that you're adding don't improve the taste. Let's say you're cooking potatoes. So adding another potato doesn't make the first potato that's in there better. Meat and fish, yes, but other foods, no. The Dirshu foot number 8 brings down, you can see from here, that lefnei nesina sakadei ralesh, before you put the pot on the fire, mutar lahosif chatichos l'tocha, you can add as much as you want. However, linyan hosafas amayim l'chavis, but adding water to add more water, that we're going to learn in Sifkot Yudalit, she'osu lahosif l'malos mayim yikilim nosafim, that you can't add more water after it's already on the fire. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal explains, Shilinin Chatichos, in regards to the pieces of meat, Hari Yitokin Shiyocha Biyontif Esa Chatichos Shemosif. Because there you could argue, well, at least you could potentially eat these additional pieces that you're putting in there, and therefore, Mutal Hosef, that's where you can add on. As opposed to water, Masha Enkin Linin Osofas Mayim. Kivin Shein Chiluk Ben Amayim Shemosif Lamayim Shekvar Hayusham. There's no difference between the water that's there and the water that you're adding. So by the piece of meat, you can say, I'd like this piece of meat better. But by the water, you can't say, I want this water better than that water. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Zalman explains, also lo sifim, you're not allowed to add additional water. He adds further, shua din hosefes naft lener, likewise adding additional fuel to a flame, additional naft to a lamp, kidei sheyavar gam l'achar tzei sachak, that it should burn longer and it should last after yontif is over. You're not allowed to do that as well, enum uteris, unless elim ki nostei naft l'tzorech hachagatsu, unless you're doing it for the chag itself. So when you're pouring in, you don't have to pour in an exact amount. You can pour in enough, and if it lasts till after yontif, that's allowed. That's not a problem. Uba'osa shvicha, by the single pouring, you can add more. That's not a problem. But to add a second shvicha, after you now have enough, to add a second shvicha would be osur. Because again, no reason to say the second pouring is better naft than the first pouring that you put in. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'chein kishutzolim basar al hashput. If you're roasting meat on a spit, in a rasher lahosif bishul laila kishomid kvar hashput al ha'esh. You're not allowed to add to the spit when it's already on the fire another piece of meat that you don't need for yontif, because you're really adding it for after yontif. But before you put it on the fire, again, as we just pointed out in the issue foot number 8, yochel lahosif al hashput kama shiyirtza. Before you put it on the fire, you can add to the pot or to the spit as much meat as you want. That's ribu shiurim. Kivin shu betircha achas, because it's one action and there's no extra work involved. V'chein betavshel chai gavna, by the spit or by the dish. The same thing, ukamo besif beis. We're going to learn in Yitzhak Shem in tomorrow's shir. The issue footnote 9 brings down the reasons why ribui shiurim is not a problem on yontif, whereas ribui shiurim on Shabbos is not allowed. Now, where would you do ribui shiurim on Shabbos? Let's say you have to cook for a chola. You have a heter to cook for a chola. He needs to have some meat. Nope, I'll put up a piece for me too, and I'll also have fresh meat. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Even though you have the heter to cook the first piece, you can't do ribui shiurim on Shabbos. But on yontif, we have the heter to cook the first piece, and you don't have a heter to cook a piece just for the next day, for yontif sheni, but you're allowed to do ribui shiurim. Why is that? So the Ran brings down, Shabbos, the din is that it's dechuya. You're really not supposed to do this, but you have a heter to do it, and Shabbos is dechuya, it's pushed aside, but it's not hutra. We don't pass that now it's lechatchila okay. As opposed to yontif, it's lechatchila okay to go and cook, and therefore it's hutra, therefore to be mar b'shirim is not a problem by yontif. Here's an additional reason. Shekivin shekosva Torah legabi yontif, so the Torah gives us permission for ochel nefesh. So lom du chacham shein tzorch ledaktek. You don't have to be so careful. Vashbo rak mashet tzorch. You don't have to be careful. I'm going to eat 3.4 ounces of meat, so I can't make 3.5. No, you don't have to be shomad daktek. El kol shomad lachil biyontiv motir. As long as it's edible, tiran yontiv, you can be mar b'shiur. As long kol sheino torach yoser avurzel, it can't be extra work. But if it's not really excessive work, extra work, you'll have to do this. This is also what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Matirin levashel avur motzei yontif. How you'll have to do this? Laharim v'litom yontif. Just do haroma and taste a little bit on yontif, and then it'll be ready for motzei yontif or for yontif sheni shel golios or Shabbos, whatever. Mikivon shehahet latzus melechas ochel nefesh ino machmas atzorech ba'achila. So it's not because you need to eat right now for pikuach nefashos, for example. Because you want to eat. And therefore, if you wanted to cook this other one and eat this other one, you could do so. And this is the opinion also of the Chazon Ish, and the rest of this Deir Shu footnote for many other details. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Af pishen tzricha sif katan vav. Hainu, af im kavona bo sofa sabasa bishul alayla shulchal. But if you're intending to do it for the nighttime, even though you're doing it for the nighttime, you're adding the extra pieces of meat. Specifically, you know in your mind that it's for the nighttime you're allowed to do this. Since you are cooking for Yontif, you can't just cook for the next day. But since you are cooking for Yontif, to add a piece knowing full well that you're going to use it for the next day of Yontif is allowed. Even for Chol, it's allowed. Many Achronim agree. You can see this in the Sharetzion Oshidalit, the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Bach, the Prichodosh, the Das of the Rokeach, that they're all Machmir, the Mikomokum Tizor, Shelo Tomar Befiya. You shouldn't specifically state over here, Shemavashel is at Zorach Laila. I'm here by going and cooking for the night. That you shouldn't do. But even if you did that, Mikomokum Diyevin, Hino Nasari Dezer. Even if you did do that, it's still not Asr. The issue, footnote number 10, brings down to the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Kuf Zayin, Shenamru Ba'ofin Shenitnas Abasa Bikdera Lifnei Shenich Osalesh. He's talking here that before you put it on the fire, you say, I'm putting in this extra piece for tonight, for tomorrow. That you're not allowed to do. Abo Legabe Nesinoso Bikdera Le'ach Shenitna Le'esh. But once it's already on the fire, Mutra Dover Rak in Miskavenesh Aidekach Yushbach Hatavshu. Then you're not allowed to say, I'm doing this for the night. Shouldn't do that beforehand, but if you did it beforehand, then be the evidence okay. But here, you shouldn't go and add a piece and say, I'm eating this for tonight. That you shouldn't do, unless it's going to make the rest of the meat that's cooking in there better. Then it would be allowed, even if you're doing your bedavka for the night. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Zion adds, and he says, this would be allowed over here, even in Einot Tzricha. Even if you don't need rak l'tavshil or l'arota bavad gam kinshar, if you don't need a little bit over here of the tavshil or the gravy, it's allowed. The kozei mishtabeach ayde hosof sabasa, because by any of the additional pieces of meat, even though you don't need those additional pieces of meat, they're going to make the existing meat or the gravy better. However, v'mein otzorach l'su d'siyom klal, but if you really don't need it for today's meal, v'ikar bishul rak l'tzorach halayla, and the only reason you're really doing this is for the night time, for the next day's meals. And you're going to eat a little bit, because otherwise it would be awesome to cook it. So here, you're doing this haroma. I'll take a bite now, even though it's really for tonight. Then you have different opinions. You have machmirim and you have mekilim. The Eish Osrim, you can see this in Osi Dal and Sharetzion, all these poskim, the Eish Osrim, do bechlal haroma. This is a trick. This is really a haroma over here. You're not really eating it now. You're just doing that to allow you to go cook it for tonight. However, the Eish Matir, they say no. Kivin shal koponim, ochel ksasimena. Bottom line is, you're eating a little bit now. Who cares what your real underlying reason is? And it's before you had your lunchtime meal. So even if you're not having it for lunch, but you could have it for lunch. Therefore, ukameis, we're going to learn their makom. How do we paskin? Volum noagu lahokul kadezu. Develop paskins more lakula over here. And allow you to go, and as long as you're eating some of it today, and it's before the lunch meal, so therefore there's still, if you wanted to, you could eat it now. The world is makel. Shemavashla mishachrus and sorach halayla v'tomim kitzas mihen. That they're cooking for nighttime, but they're cooking during the early part of the day, so they could eat it for lunch if they wanted to, and they just taste a little bit at lunchtime, and they save most of it for the Laila. That is the makel opinion that we paskin like. Ve'elim chos b'yod, the Mishmah says, we don't protest. Keishlem amin shiyismuchot. They have those great achronim that they can rely upon. Now he says, this is really, you should only rely upon this v'dakum yom tov rishon yom tov sheni. It's only when you're cooking on yom tov rishon yom tov sheni. Avam yom tov l'chol yeshul zar b'zeh. But you shouldn't rely upon this when you're cooking from yom tov for a weekday afterwards. However, the Mishmah concludes and he says, v'amachm k'dei rishona, if you're machmir not to do this, then shalol l'vashel l'tzorach halayla b'kdei b'fnei atzmo, not to really go and cook separately, you're really cooking only for the night, you're not doing it to improve the meat that's already there that you're eating for lunch. And you're just going to have a kizayis, so you take a little bite of it, so your yotzei and this haroma works. You're not doing this really for your lunchtime meal. You're just doing this for the nighttime. He says you should be machmir not to do this. He says this is the right thing to do. And Ein Lekamen in Sif Katan Yud. We'll discuss this more later in the shir. Now, the issue footnote number 11 brings down in regards to shechita, sheshochet behema b'shvil achol, if you're shechting for the weekday, and you're shechting it on yontif, because you technically can shecht on yontif, rakoch kezayis b'yontif, kiri lahatir se shechita, and you're just going to have a piece of a kezayis of it, so you matir the shechita on yontif, and you have meat for the rest of the week, she says, that's also lasos kein, that you really shouldn't do. He adds, v'bishol b'yontif l'zor Shabbos, if you went and cooked on Yontif is Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin, on the understanding Shiocham Api Yontif, you eat a little bit on Yontif itself. And then you didn't eat any on Yontif itself. So this is real harama. So we're going to bring down the Sif Katan Tov Kuf Chav Zayin in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. Shaldasat has Mutloch B'Shabbos. Even here you can eat it. Kivin Shabbos Bishol Bishol Kedin, because technically you were allowed to do this. However, the base Meza says also because your bottom line is you didn't eat from it. Kivin Shabbakach Shlochal Goram Sheharama Tiani Karas. You've shown and demonstrated over here that this is a harama. Adds further, what about heating up the mikvah for Friday night usage on Friday afternoon Yontif? So he says this is allowed. Why? You could ask a guy, Mutal Khame may mikvah I de nachri beyond rishon, litzorech lel yontu sheni. He allowed to via guy. As long as yishta miyama yudi kofe or yidiach vemesakelev. Use a little bit of the hot water that you're heating up over here, make a coffee for it, or wash some utensils in it. And this way, kivan sharama I de nachri litzorech mitzvah muteris. Because this harama, as long as you're getting some benefit on yontif, so then this harama is allowed litzorech mitzvah. Tishu foot number 12 brings down the chilek over here from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shekivin sheyesh poskim sheyachmiru leso barama lo noagu lo hakel kinegi divrem ele b'mokom shemavashim tzorch yontif sheni. He's explaining why on yontif rishon for yontif sheni you can follow the mekilim, but not for chol. So he says, lo mevashim tzorch yomosa chol. That really is too much of a harama. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Ches says, v'davka b'zeh sheyesh to'elis kam l'tzorach hayom ayde ariboy. Only if you're benefiting that day. Aval also lasos chremuz aloch, or kreplok. You're not allowed to do these various sets of doughs that have things inside of them. Kiyosi b'zeh, yosi b'mash l'tzorach l'vog hayom. That you can't cook extra for, because they don't improve the previous ones that are in there. Shein echot mashbiach b'chadero. V'tzorach l'chtroch b'cholecha v'echot b'miatzvoy. You can't add another kreplok, and they won't make the first kreplok any better. The Ramah continues and he says, "V'kol shekein, you certainly sheyochel lishchot. You're allowed to go shecht. Apo pishen ulzorich al kizayis. For example, the smack, you can shecht even though you're only going to eat a kizayis, because there's no other way to go and shecht an animal, even though you're only eating kizayis. As Mishbur says, the Sifkot and Tess, karma kol shekein. Certainly kol shekein. Mishum sheyevshel lishchot bishul kizayis echod el imkein yishul kol behemah. No other choice." That you have to have time enough to go and flay the animal, salt the animal, or at least to go and roast a little bit. If you don't have any chance, then also, as we've already learned, you're not allowed to do this. You must get some benefit from it on Yontif itself. Ramah continues, he says, you're allowed to cook multiple dishes and have a little bit from each one. He brings it down from the Beis Yosef, the Reni Yeruchim, and the Chuvos of the Rashbah. Why is this? The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Yod. Rotz Lomer, Afilu Kavanos L'Tzorech Laila, even though you're obviously going to keep some of it for the nighttime. Kivan Shirotz Lechol Mikol Achas Besuda Shakwas. You're cooking four different dishes. You need to have a little bit of each of these four dishes. So that's allowed, even though you're going to have plenty left over for Friday night or for Yontif night. That's allowed. Because each dish has a separate item inside of it. But you can't cook two meatballs and say, well, this meatball is for now, and that meatball is going to be for later on, because they're the same meatballs, and they're not benefiting one from the other. What you're not allowed to do? Why? Because the meatballs in both dishes are the same. You're not improving it by eating from a little bit from the first dish, a little bit from the second dish. They're all essentially the same, and it's not one improving the other. And therefore, the second one is really only be made for nighttime, and that's not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mistimas Lishono, from the fact that he doesn't specify further, Mashma Dafilu Eino Tzorich Lecho. You don't even have to eat from each one of these dishes. The only reason you're doing this is to give you the heta to go and cook it. And this goes like the leaning opinion we brought down, but we said you should try to be machmer. According to the machmer opinion, ain't heter. There is no heter to go and cook it unless rak misha daito beemes. Unless you truly intend lecho mine matamim chalukim from each of the separate pots besu the shachris by shachris time umechavi laharbos b'chol min kidei shiur shalayla. And you're cooking extra, so you'll have more for the night. But you're really intending to eat them for shachris. According to machmer opinion, that's what you have to do. Avaloki shetoyim rak derech haroma. But if you just take a taste of it and that's a real haroma, the machmer opinion says you can't do that. While we pass like the Mekilim, we brought down Tavol Levach Bracha if you follow the opinion of the Machmirim. The Machaber continues and says, "V'davka kod Mechila." This is all allowed only before you've eaten lunch. Aval achar Mechila. After you've eaten lunch, any chol lavashiv lomar ocha mimena kizayis. After lunch, you can't say, "Well, I'm going to have a kizayis from it," because the heavy haroma. That certainly is going to be haroma. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Beis, Ubazeh Lukuli Amo Aser Av Shel Cheles Achakachmat, and then it would be forbidden, even though you can eat it a little bit from it. They have the harama hanikeres. This is clear, a visible harama to everybody. Lakol Kivin Shekvar Suadah, because you already eat lunch. So obviously, you're just tasting it now. Your real purpose is for the night time. Miu, the Mechaber continues, Im Avro Ubishla Oshachat Mutalachol. But the bottom line is, after the fact, if you did it, it would be okay. And Yitz Hashem will do this Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.